It feels like as if it's almost the middle of the night. It's only 1:45 in the morning. I'm back again reading poetry. I suppose reading poetry aloud might be good preparation for sleep. Although I have to admit that this next poem that I'm going to introduce you to, in memory of W.B. Yeats, a poem by Auden, is more likely to keep me awake. So here is the poem in memory by one poet writing about another. That's fairly scrambled, isn't it? So let me just let you hear. Auden, W.H. Auden, with his poem.
W.B. Yeats. He disappeared in the dead of winter. The brooks were frozen, the airport almost deserted, and snow disfigured the public statue. The mercury sank in the mud of the dying day. Oh, all the instruments agreed, the day of his death was a dark, cold day. Far from his illness, the wolves ran on through the evergreen forest. The peasant river was untempted by the fashionable tea. By morning tongue, the death of the poet was kept in his poem. But for him, it was his last afternoon of himself, an afternoon of rumours and nurses. The provinces of his body revolted, the squares of his mind were empty, silence invaded the suburbs. The current of his feeling failed. He became his admirer. Now he is scattered among 100 cities and wholly given over to unfamiliar affections. To find his happiness in another kind of wood and be punished under a foreign code of conscience. The words of a dead man are modified in the gut of a living. But in the importance and noise of tomorrow, when the brokers are roaring like beasts on the floor of the bourse, and the poor have the suffering to which they are fairly accustomed, and each in the cell of himself is almost convinced of his freedom. A few thousand will think of this day, as one thinks of a day when one does something slightly unusual. Oh, all the instruments agree, the day of his death was a dark, cold day. You were silly like us. Your gift survived it all. The parish of rich women, physical decay, your filth. Mad Ireland pressed you into poetry. Now Ireland has her madness and her weather still. For poetry makes nothing happen. It survives in the valley of its fame, where executives would never want to tamper. It flows south from ranches of isolation and the busy grief. Raw towns that we believe and die in. It survived, a way of happening, a mouth. Earth receives an honored guest, William Yeats is laid to rest. Let the Irish vessel lie empty of its poetry. In the nightmare of the dark, all the dogs of Europe bark. And the living nations wait, each sequestered in its hate. Intellectual disgrace spares from every human face, and the seas of pity lie locked and frozen in each eye. Follow poet, follow right to the bottom of the night, with your unconstraining voice, still persuade us to rejoice. With the farming of a verse, make a vineyard of a curse, sing of human unsuccess in a rapture of despair. In the depths of the heart, let the living fountains pass in the prison of his day. Teach the free man how to pray.
He disappeared in the dead of winter. The brooks were frozen, the airports almost deserted, and snow disfigured the public statues. The mercury sank in the mouth of the dying day. Oh, all the instruments agree. The day of his death was a dark, cold day. Far from his illness, the wolves ran on through the evergreen forests. The peasant river was untempted by the fashionable quays. By mourning tongues, the death of the poet was kept from his poems. But for him, it was his last afternoon as himself. An afternoon of nurses and rumours. The provinces of his body revolted. The squares of his mind were empty. Silence invaded the suburbs. The current of his feeling failed. He became his admirers. Now he is scattered among 100 cities and wholly given over to unfamiliar affections, to find his happiness in another kind of wood and be punished under a foreign code of conscience. The words of a dead man are modified in the guts of the living. But in the importance and noise of tomorrow, when the brokers are roaring like beasts on the floor of the bourse, and the poor have the sufferings to which they are fairly accustomed, and each in the cell of himself is almost convinced of his freedom, a few thousand will think of this day as one thinks of a day when one did something slightly unusual. Oh, all the instruments agree, the day of his death was a dark, cold day. You were silly like us. Your gift survived it all. The parish of rich women, physical decay, yourself. Mad Ireland hurt you into poetry. Now Ireland has her madness and her weather still. For poetry makes nothing happen. It survives in the valley of its saying, where executives would never want to tamper. It flows south from ranches of isolation and the busy griefs, raw towns that we believe and die in. It survives a way of happening, a mouth. Earth, receive an honored guest. William Yeats is laid to rest. Let the Irish vessel lie, emptied of its poetry. In the nightmare of the dark, all the dogs of Europe bark, and the living nations wait, each sequestered in its hate. Intellectual disgrace stares from every human face, and the seas of pity lie, locked and frozen in each eye. Follow, poet, follow right to the bottom of the night, with your unconstraining voice, till persuade us to rejoice. With the farming of a verse, make a vineyard of the curse. Sing of human unsuccess in a rapture of distress. In the deserts of the heart, let the healing fountain start. In the prison of his days, teach the free man how to praise.
Let me have a go at it. In memory of W.B. Yeats, by W.H. Auden. Part 1. He disappeared in the dead of winter. The brooks were frozen, the airports almost deserted, and snow disfigured the public statues. The mercury sank in the mouth of the dying day. Oh, all the instruments agree, the day of his death was a dark, cold day. Far from his illness, the wolves ran on through the evergreen forests. The peasant river was untempted by the fashionable quays. By mourning tongues, the death of the poet was kept from his poems. But for him, it was his last afternoon as himself, an afternoon of nurses and rumours. The provinces of his body revolted. The squares of his mind were empty. Silence invaded the suburbs. The current of his feeling failed. He became his admirers. Now he is scattered among 100 cities and wholly given over to unfamiliar affections. To find his happiness in another kind of wood and be punished under a foreign code of conscience. The words of a dead man are modified in the guts of the living. But in the importance and noise of tomorrow, when the brokers are roaring like beasts on the floor of the bourse, and the poor have the sufferings to which they are fairly accustomed, and each, in the cell of himself, is almost convinced of his freedom, a few thousand will think of this day as one thinks of a day when one did something slightly unusual. Oh, the instruments agree, the day of his death was a dark, cold day. Part 2. You were silly like us. Your gift survived it all. The parish of rich women, physical decay, yourself. Mad Ireland hurt you into poetry. Now Ireland has her madness and her weather still, for poetry makes nothing happen. It survives in the valley of its saying, where executives would never want to tamper. It flows south from ranches of isolation and the busy griefs, raw towns that we believe and die in. It survives a way of happening, a mouth. Part 3. Earth, receive an honoured guest. William Yeats is laid to rest. Let the Irish vessel lie, emptied of its poetry. Emptied of its poetry. Time that is intolerant of the brave and innocent, and indifferent in a week to a beautiful physique, worships language and forgives everyone by whom it lives, pardoned cowardice, conceit, lays its honours at their feet. Time that with this strange excuse pardoned Kipling and his views, and will pardon Paul Claudel, pardons him for writing well. In the nightmare of the dark, all the dogs of Europe bark, and the living nations wait, each sequestered in its hate. Intellectual disgrace stares from every human face, and the seas of pity lie locked and frozen in each eye. Follow, poet, follow right to the bottom of the night. With your unconstraining voice, still persuade us to rejoice. With the farming of a verse, make a vineyard of the curse. Sing of human unsuccess in a rapture of distress. In the deserts of the heart, let the healing fountain start. In the prison of his days, teach the free man how to praise. In the deserts of the heart, let the healing fountain start. In the prison of his days, teach the free man how to praise. There you are, in memory of W.B. Yeats. Written by W.H. Auden. Performed or read by W.H. Auden twice, and by Paul O'Mahony once. He disappeared in the dead of winter. The brooks were frozen, the airports almost deserted, and snow disfigured the public statues. The mercury sang in the mouth of the dying day. Oh, all the instruments agree, the day of his death was a dark, cold day. Far from his illness, the wolves ran on through the evergreen forests. The peasant river was untempered by the fashionable keys. By mourning tongues, the death of the poet was kept from his poems. But for him, it was his last afternoon as himself. an afternoon of nurses and rumours, the provinces of his body revolted, the squares of his mind were empty. Silence invaded the suburbs, the current of his feeling failed, he became his admirers. Now he is scattered among a hundred cities and wholly given over to unfamiliar affections, to find his happiness in another kind of wood and be punished under a foreign code of conscience. The words of a dead man are modified in the guts of the living. But in the importance and noise of tomorrow, when the brokers are roaring like beasts on the floor of the bourse, and the poor have the sufferings to which they are fairly accustomed, and each in the cell of himself is almost convinced of his freedom, a few thousand will think of this day as one thinks of a day when one did something slightly unusual. Or the instruments agree, the day of his death was a dark, cold day. I won't read any more.